Hello, I'm Amber, and you're listening to BBC LearningEnglish.com. In entertainment today, we find out why pop stars are the new fashion designers. In other words, why there's a trend for pop stars to start their own clothing labels or brands. For example, the drummer with the chart-topping band The Arctic Monkeys has just launched a line of leisure wear, and this follows designs launched by Madonna a short while ago. Here's the first part of an interview with Lisa Armstrong, the fashion editor of the Times newspaper. She says this trend is an obvious, a blatant move by pop stars to make money. But it's also an attempt, a stab, at staying famous for longer, to get a bit of longevity. Longevity here means the length of someone's career. And for the model Kate Moss, launching her own clothing label is a sensible next move. It's a logical step. As you listen, try to catch the expression Lisa uses to describe how the stars of today are smarter than pop musicians in the 90s when it comes to making money from fashion, because they are marketing their own designs, not those of big established designers.
Yeah, I mean, it's clearly a blatant attempt to make money. Why not? But I think also for some of them, it's a stab to get a bit of longevity. I mean, you know, careers are very short, and you know, for someone like Kate Moss in particular, it's a logical step. I think also in the 90s, musicians traditionally got friendly with Versace or Armani, got free clothes, sat in the front row. You know, now they're just cutting out the middleman.
Did you catch it? Lisa says that pop stars today are cutting out the middleman. They are marketing their clothes directly to their audiences. To cut out the middleman. Listen again.
Yeah, I mean, it's clearly a blatant attempt to make money. Why not? But I think also for some of them, it's a stab to get a bit of longevity. I mean, you know, careers are very short, and you know, for someone like Kate Moss in particular, it's a logical step. I think also in the 90s, musicians traditionally got friendly with Versace or Armani, got free clothes, sat in the front row. You know, now they're just cutting out the middleman.
Next, Lisa talks about Madonna's range of clothes for the high street store H&M. She isn't impressed. She says the range was a bit of a flop. A bit of a failure. She says what fans wanted was the outrageous, the camp kind of clothes that Madonna wore on stage. Conical bras, for example. Bras shaped like ice cream cones. But, according to Lisa, the clothes were period, a polite way of saying old-fashioned. They were mumsy. They were like the kind of safe, frumpy clothes a mother who was not fashion conscious would wear. Listen.
I think when it doesn't work, I mean, Madonna's line, I think, for H&M was a bit of a flop, because we wanted conical bras, we wanted all that camp, fabulous Madonna. What we actually got was late period mumsy Madonna, and that doesn't tie in with the H&M customer.
Did you catch the expression to tie in with, meaning to match? According to Lisa, Madonna's line of clothes were not the kind of clothes the young women who shop at H&M wanted to buy.
I think when it doesn't work, I mean, Madonna's line, I think, for H&M was a bit of a flop, because we wanted conical bras, we wanted all that camp, fabulous Madonna. What we actually got was late period mumsy Madonna, and that doesn't tie in with the H&M customer.
Now here's a list of the language we focused on in the programme today. A blatant attempt to make money. An obvious attempt to make money. A stab to get a bit of longevity. An attempt to make your career last longer. To cut out the middleman. To sell directly to your customer. A bit of a flop. A bit of a failure. Camp. Outrageous. Mumsy. Old-fashioned. Safe. Frumpy. To tie in with. To match. More entertainment news stories and language explanations next time at bbclearningenglish.com.